That's the Marketplace Index for Wednesday the 16th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went down 190 points, 1.6% to 11,905. A lot of that drop was right in the last half hour of trading. There had been a wee hint today from a Federal Reserve president that the American and European central banks might work together to keep the world economy well supplied with extra money if things in Europe don't improve. The S&P 500 down 20 points, 1 2/3%. NASDAQ down 46 points, 1.7%. The yield on the Treasury's 10-year note down to 2% today. The teachable moment out of the European financial mess today involves creeping contagion in unlikely places. You'd expect to hear the Greeks are still having trouble selling their bonds, keeping interest rates high, maybe Italy and Spain. But the government debt of mighty France, why is that getting harder to sell to investors? And today there was less dramatic but still curious increases in yields in places like the Netherlands and Finland. Mark Blythe teaches political economy at Brown University. He says it's not so much the economy that's the worry. It's what it might cost to bail out European banks if it ever came to that.
These have a lot of really bad assets, and everyone starts to say, oh, hang on a minute, are these banks actually too big to bail? And if you look at any one bank in France or Italy, it's not a problem. But if you look at all of them and you look at the fact that they've all got the same exposures, then you start to look at a systemic crisis.
Powerful Germany has been trying to fix Europe by pushing for greater political union among the EU countries. Blythe argues what really has to happen now is for Germans to stop thinking everyone should run an economy just like they do.
While the German move towards greater fiscal union is certainly to be applauded, they're still working with this idea that essentially everyone can be, in a sense, like Germany and run a surplus all at once, and we can all export BMWs to each other. And if you think about a country like Greece, I mean, what do they actually export? Well, rice, olive oil, and try and get people to sit on their very expensive beaches. And no amount of cutting down on government expenditure is going to make that more competitive against the rest of the EU or against the rest of the world. So the austerity politics are paradoxically cutting into growth. This, of course, increases the amount of debt that you have overall in the short term, which then makes the markets freak out a bit more and say you need to cut a bit more. So the very policy designed to restore growth is, in fact, the root cause of the problem.
Economist Mark Blythe at Brown University. If anyone asks, inflation in the U.S., not a problem at the moment. There's word today consumer prices fell a sliver in October. A big drop in energy prices helped for that month, but maybe not for long. The price of oil moved above $100 a barrel for the first time since June. A $1.2 billion pipeline deal announced today is expected to eventually ease a bottleneck that had limited the flow to some American refineries. This will have the effect of drawing down a glut of crude that was keeping the edge off prices. Today, oil went up $3.22 to $102.59 a barrel late today. Time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. Deep in today's retail sales numbers with some good news for the economy and anyone who has to go out with a guy. Men are now spending more on clothes. Sales of tailored clothing and neckwear went up 10% higher compared to last year. And just the other day, I myself bought some new dress shirts for the first time since the Warren G. Harding administration. Is it possible the guys are more interested in dressing to impress the future boss than their romantic partners? Either way, it makes the pulse go up. Read more about it at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.